Beacons are being lit right across the country and throughout the Commonwealth at 7 o'clock on the 11th of November as part of Battles Over, which is the commemoration to remember the end of the First World War. So Newington is just part of that, but what makes us so different is that we have an absolutely unique location for the beacon that we're lighting. It's on a former gun emplacement, a former First World War gun emplacement. What people won't know, what most people won't know, is that Newington was at the heart of inland defences during the First World War. So there was an inner ring of defences across Kent, which was built in the event of a German invasion. Newington was absolutely central to that because obviously it was on the A2, which was likely to be the road that would have been taken if the Germans did invade. So what happened in 1915 is that most people have seen pictures of the Somme. What most people don't realise is that's very similar to how Newington would have looked during the First World War, with mile upon mile of deep trenches and barbed wire. It's the only area in the country, we believe, where trenches were built for defensive purposes rather than purely for training. So again, it makes it very different. And the beacon that we'll be lighting will be on one of the gun emplacements on that inner ring of defences. Oh, absolutely poignant. Although, bear in mind, you know, people's memories can be very short. After the First World War, the trenches were all filled in, the barbed wire was removed by German prisoners of war. And over the decades since, people have forgotten that they're there. It is possible, if you know what you're looking for, to see the lines of defences still, but they're not very clear, so many people don't know that they're there. And so there is a poignancy for people who have been very involved in the research, I think, but also I suppose it's partly engaging the community and understanding just how important the village was during the First World War. I mean, we've been remembering the men who went to fight, but again, what people perhaps don't know is that people still left at home were doing their bit, because they were billeting the Royal Engineers who came into the village to build the trenches. So they were feeling very much that they were doing their bit while their men were abroad fighting.